Being from Eastern Washington, we are perhaps all too familiar with wildfires, forest fires, brush fires, and we see the devastation of fires. But also, we see how these fires are opportunities for nature to bring forth new life. How the old dead branches and debris and detritus are burned away, cleared out, so that new plants, new seeds can take root. And in fact, some species of plants can only have their seeds burst forth if they are affected by the heat of fire. Such was the metaphor that a lay person used when he commented about the church in Eastern Washington. He came to Spokane several years ago after we went through our own trials, after scandal, and senses of betrayal, and bankruptcy, and fighting through all that. And he said he likened that experience to something like a wildfire that has come through and scorched the earth, it seemed. But new life is beginning to sprout. And hearing that metaphor, I agreed. In my brief experience as a priest, I have repeatedly said, it is an exciting time to be a Catholic. I would think especially an exciting time to be a Catholic in Eastern Washington. Why? Because I have seen firsthand the movement of the Spirit working in the lives of so many different people in a way that cannot be simply coordinated by human intellect or planning, but this organic development and fruitfulness of the life of the Church and life of faith. I saw this in my time in Walla Walla. I continue to see this here at the cathedral in Spokane. But I guess little did I know, or little did we know, that the time of the church would perhaps get more exciting, perhaps in a way that we do not like, to see a new round of news of abuse and scandal and more betrayal, and even the highest levels of church hierarchy. Meanwhile, we look around in our society and we see the effects of a breakdown in morality. I mean, the Me Too movement in particular calls out with a certain degree of justice the abuses and injustice that has taken place. But all this, and looking around, I am convinced all the more that the world needs Jesus Christ now more than ever. The world needs the gospel now more than ever, because we are hurting. We are in need of a Savior. Even to simply take a look at the movement developing around that hashtag MeToo of people identifying the reality of abuse. And as Catholics, with our great esteem for the body, to say that the body reveals a person. We say that if you violate or harm a body, you violate and harm a person. That is a grave injustice. That is evil. We agree with that. But I can't help but think that the anger and the angst surrounding this movement may come from the desire for a justice that cannot be achieved perfectly by human will, especially for those poor victims who experienced abuse decades ago, that damage has been done. There's nothing that we can empower, that we can turn back the clock and bring healing that ought to have taken place, to right that wrong perfectly in our human way. We find ourselves ultimately in need of a Savior. And this is just one example. We can apply this to all many different areas of the brokenness and woundedness and sinfulness we experience in our world today. The world needs a Savior. And that Savior, Jesus Christ, established his church 2,000 years ago upon the rock of Peter to proclaim that good news, to proclaim that gospel. What is that gospel? We can say that briefly, that one, God exists. And God, in God, we find the fullness of all perfection, of perfect beauty, perfect truth, perfect goodness, perfect justice, and even perfect mercy. That God in his goodness created us for him, for love, to experience that perfection. But, third point, in sin, we fell away from that promise, that original promise of God. And in so doing, we merited death, separation from God, and even hell itself. But fourth point, the true good news of this good news is that God, in His great mercy, has sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to walk among us, to die on the cross for us, to save us from sin and death, and offer us once more the path to salvation. This is the perennial message of the Church that she has proclaimed these past 2,000 years from the time of the Apostles to today. And I'm convinced that message is needed now more than ever. This weekend, in the church in Eastern Washington, we mark ACA Commitment Weekend. And just for clarification's sake, some people get confused that when we speak of ACA, we speak of Annual Catholic Appeal, not to be confused with any pieces of federal legislation that may bear the same acronym. This Annual Catholic Appeal is, frankly, an appeal for the financial resources of the people of God in the Diocese of Spokane to participate and contribute in this ongoing mission under the leadership of our Bishop, Bishop Daly. The news and the scandal that have rocked our church and our world in recent months may cause people to question, what is the point of it all? You know, is this money going being put to good use? Several points. One, our diocese has already gone through its wildfire. In some ways, praise be to God. It was painful, but we went through it. And now we're in this phase of growth and development to proclaim the good news boldly once more. It would be a shame if we allowed the evil and the scandal that takes place around us to inhibit us in doing the work of God for His local church in Spokane, in Eastern Washington. Another point, that I am convinced that our shepherd, Bishop Daly, truly is a true shepherd. As one of my responsibilities, I am his MC, his master of ceremonies. So in confirmation season, I had the privilege to travel with him, sometimes of far distances, to celebrate confirmations in places like Oroville and Tenasket, Walla Walla. And in these long car rides, I was able to speak with him. And he demonstrated to me that he truly is a father to his priests and to the faithful, that he prays, he works, and he sacrifices, often in quiet and humble ways, for the holiness of all of us, that we all may become saints. And also I just want to mention that later on at this Mass, at the end, Bishop Brian Kraut from the Office of Evangelization, one of our diocesan offices, will be speaking a bit more on the ACA. But I just want to mention that Brian is joined with a dedicated group of staff at the Chancery supporting Bishop Daly to take off some of that administrative load, that organizational load, so that Bishop can be truly a shepherd to his people. And meanwhile, Brian and the other members of the staff there are doing amazing work. And I'm sure Brian can share a little more. But a few anecdotes for me. I work often with Mary Cole. She works with Father Mark Potler in the tribunal. Pope Francis talks about accompanying people, especially if they find themselves in irregular marriage situations, to become back united with the church, to have their marriages blessed. Mary Cole has been instrumental in helping me bring people back into the fullness of the practice of the faith. To call Mary and say, I have this case, how do I move forward with this? How do I navigate this situation for this couple so they can receive the sacraments again? She's been so helpful there. To be able to call upon someone like Fabienne, who works with Safe Environment, to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed for our youth ministry so that we are serving our youth beyond reproach. And also working with Jim McElroy and Father Mee with our finances. We often know that the ACA helps fund seminary formation to pay for their education. Even though I'm a priest, I continue to benefit from that because the diocese has asked me to continue education in bioethics, to pursue a master's degree in that, so that one, we could be on the forefront of this important conversation in our society, and we could serve our community. And part of the ACA, I realize with humility, is helping pay for this education so that I can continue to give back to the church here. In a few moments, we will do the offertory to offer our gifts of bread and wine to our Lord. Also, we have our collection as normal for the parish. And also, if you happen to have your envelopes for the ACA, you're welcome to put that in the collection today. I would note that both Father Connell and I are comfortable sharing with you that we will be giving again at the Bishop's Circle level this year. We'll be making that sacrifice. And we know that we're not going to just give all that money at once. We'll be doing it in installments to spread that donation out over the course of the year. But in doing that, Father Colin and I see ourselves making concrete steps in further contributing to this mission of the Church and of our Bishop. Now I simply ask all of you gathered here to join us as we gather together and contribute to the ongoing mission of the Church.